If you're looking for something to soothe your nerves and calm you down, this probably ain't it. This is the Steve Gerber Show.
I don't know how many of you realize or if I've even told this story much. I'm not sure I've told it at all, in fact. I was audited last year. Told that it was random. Yeah, I was told it was random. I can debate that till the cows come home. I don't know if it was or wasn't, but I'll tell you this. Being told you're under an audit is about the most frightening thing in the world because you know that the IRS, the federal government, have all the power in the world. They can look through everything, and if you don't agree with them and roll over, well, things can get ugly. My next guest here, Chris McClatcher, is an attorney, a CPA, Fresh Start Tax Solutions here in Michigan. Just finished a book, IRS War Stories. Chris, welcome to it.
Thanks, Steve.
Glad to have you here. When you have the full faith, credit, and power of the federal government up against you, it can be unnerving, to say the least.
Yeah, unlimited resources. It can be real scary when you get that first letter, and a lot of people just stick their head in the sand and they don't deal with it until it's too late. You just wish people would react quicker.
I do wish people would react quicker and start. So you put this book together. You've been doing this how long, talking to people and helping them with IRS issues?
Well, I've been an attorney since 1984. I got into this in 1991, so it's been well over 25 years.
So you've seen people, and some of them, you know, maybe they deserve to be called by the IRS. Maybe they didn't pay their taxes. Maybe they did something. But others, I mean, I've read some of the stories from your new book. You know, a wife who, she gets divorced. Okay, the marriage was bad, but then all of a sudden there's a knock on her door from the IRS because they said, well, you owe us all this money. She's like, what are you talking about?
Oh, yeah.
You know, and she, well, my husband paid all that. No, actually, he didn't. He went gambling or did something else. I mean, tell us a couple of the stories here. You don't have to tell us how they finished because I want people to buy the book. But I mean, these are heart-stopping events.
Well, there's one story that just sticks out in my mind. And it was probably about 2 years ago, and I had an 85-year-old gentleman come into my office, and he had a simple tax problem in my mind, and the IRS information was just misreported on his tax return by his tax preparer. Came in, and he called an 800 number, and they told him, we can help you, no problem. We just set up an installment payment plan for you. It was about $17,000. And he said he didn't know it. And again, this is a man, 85-year-old man, coming in on a cane, kind of struggling in. I looked at his numbers. I said, well, prove it to me. He gave me his papers. I looked at the numbers, and lo and behold, he was correct. He did not owe the money. So we got on the phone with the IRS, and about 10 minutes later, literally 10 minutes on hold with the IRS, we talked with the IRS agent. They said, prove it. We faxed the information in. Within an hour, he's out of my office, and he didn't owe the money. They just wiped it clean, apologized for the error, but it wasn't their fault. It was the tax preparer's fault. But he had been to an 800 number tax resolution company, a national firm, who just wanted to set him up.
One of the ones you hear their ads all over the place. All the time, right?
And that's what frustrates me with this. And people get in trouble in Michigan all the time. But the key thing is there's local help. Don't call an 800 number. Call somebody locally. We have the resources right here in Michigan. And the big thing here, too, with this gentleman as well, is if you have a problem with the IRS, you probably have a problem with the state of Michigan, too. So get us solved. We know we understand this, the laws here in Michigan.
So you're jammed up. How nice is that? You're jammed up with the IRS. And as a bonus, the Michigan Department of Treasury is also sending you letters saying, well, if you didn't pay them properly, you owe us money as well. And I've noticed this with my account. Now, I didn't use you. I have a professional account. So when I got the audit notice,
right,
I had somebody already. But when you're going to face this, you need a professional. Because he has always said, if you have a bit of money to give at the end of the year, you think you're going to owe taxes, always pay the state first. And I'm thinking, why is that?
Absolutely. The state's very, very difficult to deal with. They do not negotiate. Well, the IRS, they have a volume of rules, and they follow their rules, and it could fill up a small library. State of Michigan, they may not have those rules, but they kind of shoot from the hip, and they may disagree with me, but I call them up, and I get different answers every time I call. So they're just much more aggressive. Again, they're local, so they know where you live in the state of Michigan. They're just much more aggressive than the IRS is. The IRS will eventually get you. They'll put liens on you, and you won't be able to get out of it, but they're much more reasonable to deal with.
So here's the question, I suppose. You know, if you have, you know, get jammed up with the IRS. Now, I had a professional, and it's a good thing I did, because here's the thing. Without a professional, I would have probably, as you said, stuck my head in the sand or thrown my hands in the air and go, I don't know, how much do I owe you? I mean, how do I get this paid? Because I don't know how to fight back on my own. And a lot of people don't, because it's a lot of paperwork. It's a lot of bureaucracy. It's a lot of hoops to jump through. Fair enough?
Yeah, it's very common. It's like when you call the IRS up, first of all, you're waiting for an hour and a half to get through to them.
To talk to them at all. You just sit on hold.
Yep. And you don't understand the letter, so you ask them to explain the letter. And it looks, the letter looks like it's written in Russian. When you speak to the IRS the representative, they're talking to you in Russian. It's just, I guess in our firm, what we tell our clients is that we don't speak Russian, but we speak IRS.
Right.
They have their own vernacular, and you just have to understand that they speak differently than we do. They have their own rules and regulations they go by. And a common layperson does not understand those. It's difficult enough for even the IRS representatives themselves.
Yeah, if you don't understand the IRS jargon,
right,
you're going to be in trouble, that's for sure. All right, so I know that one of the cases you had, a lady showed up and she owed what? Millions of dollars.
Oh, $3 million, yeah.
Is that all? Yeah, that's all.
Only $3 million, yeah. Well, she had a small business, and she was in the business of...
Bigger than mine, anyway.
Yeah, providing health care to the elderly. And she just didn't mind her books. The business took off. She hired a bookkeeper, accountant, and the accountant was just hiding the IRS notices. This happens all the time.
Why? Why not just pay the tax? If you got good cash, well, why not just pay the bill?
They could have. Maybe they were tight at times. I'm not sure. But the accountant, I think, was more interested in keeping her job than the owner. And the owner actually, they were doing so well. The owner was taking vacations, taking her extended family on vacations, living the good life. And then all of a sudden, the IRS came knocking at the door, and the business was shut down pretty quickly. The key for me was to keep the business owner out of jail. It's criminal not to pay your payroll taxes. So keeping her out of jail was number one priority. We did that. And then try to negotiate an agreement with the IRS. And from my recollection, it was around $20,000. And we might, you might say, that's taking advantage of the system. Well, they allow you to, just like in bankruptcy law, they allow you to negotiate deals with the IRS based on your ability to pay. And she was able to walk away from that business with her head held high. And she's not back.
And not in handcuffs.
Yeah, not in handcuffs.
Clearly important.
Right.
Did she ever go back in business, or did she just walk away? That was it.
She walked away. She's still in the industry, but she does not own a business anymore.
I got you. So, but still, if you owe $3 million and you get to go to jail, I think the alternative you just laid out is far better. You pay $20,000 and you get to go home tonight.
Right.
Not a bad deal. Chris McClatcher here from Fresh Start Tax Services here in Michigan. Fresh Start Tax Solutions, I should be clear on that. Now, if you live in Michigan, I know this because you did something kind of clever, and I like cool business stories. whatever your area code is in Michigan, whatever your 517-269-231-906, doesn't matter. You take that and then put tax.com.
Right.
And it comes to you.
Yep. Just type in, if you're in Lansing area, 517-tax.com.
If you're in Marquette, 906tax.com. If you're over on the west side, 231tax.com. 734tax.com. I don't think I can remember them all, but I'll do pretty good there.
There's about 13 of them.
Yeah, there you go. But that's pretty clever on your part. So you're taking your business and growing it, going statewide. Congratulations to you. Things seem to be going well. And in tax season coming up, I think people are now thinking about, well, if I owe taxes, or some people, I think, let it compound. It rolls over a little bit, creates problems for them. But hopefully you do well, Chris. I tip my hat to you. Good stories. The book, IRS War Stories, you can get that too by calling the office. If you want to see some really cool stories, find it online as well. 7:41 on a Wednesday. Glad to have you here. Quick break. We'll be right back.